It's tough, Georgie. It's tough. And, you know, I don't know what the Musers do when they go on road trips, but doggone.
Well, the Great Gordo was in the Ranger Clubhouse. We're going to have a lot of that reaction in the morning. I talked to some noted celebrities in the bowels of AT&T Park, including one very notable talk show host from who was very, I would say, popular in the 80s and 90s, who was at the game. So we got all sorts of pretty cool reaction from the looks of Nolan Ryan and Chuck Greenberg. It's a pretty defeated franchise. I mean, listen, I mean, the streets here, they think they've won this thing.
Well, good. Let's get
it. I mean, they're up 2-0, and from the looks of the Rangers in games 1 and 2, why wouldn't you think you've won this thing?
Yeah, are they playing in the parade?
They don't look like they're going to put up much of a fight.
Keep reeling them in like that. That's good. We need that. No, I'm not worried about your segments being good. I know your segments will be good. What I'm worried about is when you guys were sent to New Jersey in the Stanley Cup Finals or Miami in the NBA Finals or San Francisco in the World Series. I'm not seeing a lot of W's the Musers have put on the board when you're there. I'm just saying.
Well, there's one common traveler, and that is the Great Gordo.
Yeah, what book was he reading?
Taking a lot of the blame for this, from the Eddie Belfour meltdown in New Jersey,
yeah,
to the Maverick meltdown in Game 3 while he was reading a book,
right,
in the press area.
Bullshit, you know it.
You were reading a book.
You were at all those games.
I wasn't reading a book, though, and I did not announce that Ed Belfour sucked, and then that's what did that to him. I don't know what you did to the Rangers, but something's gone terribly wrong with the Great Gordo.
When are we going to learn that sports kryptonite should not be placed next to our sports teams at key moments?
Right, right.
Just
well, and doesn't it also raise the question of, Junior and I were talking about this, it raises the old ugly question of how only the Rangers, you know?
Yes.
I mean, here they get to the World Series, they finally get there, and they play like this.
Let's all hang in there.
It's not fair because this team has nothing to do with the ridiculous Ranger tradition, but it does start making you think about that.
Well, and George, you know a lot of Ranger fans are now very familiar with Matt Cain after what he did tonight. He was stinking unbelievable.
What'd you think
of that now?
What'd you think of Matt Cain?
Oh, my God. That guy is awesome.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, you know, if maybe they would hit for him in the seventh. You know, wondering how much he had left, but he had plenty left. And the great Jerry Paley was saying what he has done so far in the postseason is almost unequaled.
Mm-hmm. It's almost Cliff Lee-like.
Matheson, I think, has done what he's done.
Yeah, yeah, 21 and a third scoreless innings in the postseason. Oh, it's just crazy.
Don't you think if Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly had a son, it would be Matt Cain? Or were you too far away to get that look?
I didn't think that. I knew there was something in there, yeah. A little bit of Peter Jacobson, too, maybe.
All right.
So, Georgie, what's the plan? One more morning out in out Bayside for you guys, and you fly back tomorrow?
Yeah. We do the show here from KNBR in the morning, and then we're back to the Metroplex for the big turnaround where everything changes in Game 3.
Seriously.
We have seen series turn before.
We have.
We can turn.
Yes. It's two games. Everybody relax. It's going to be okay.
Not over.
I won't panic till Saturday. They don't get it right on Saturday, then we panic. But so far...
We're panicking, but it's not over yet.
So far, they held serve. Let's all just remember that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, George,
yeah.
Well, something.
See?
Something.
Don't you feel better already? Just keep Gordo away from Game 3. We'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll keep Gordo away from the ballpark and everything will be good.
All right, George, we'll let you go, man. Thanks for calling in and have a good night. We'll listen to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, dude, you sleeping
right,
in? You sleeping in tomorrow?
Maybe.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
And that is the Commander joining us live from AT&T Park as the Musers are now 0-2 in the World Series, just like your Texas Rangers after a 9-0 loss tonight. And
their show starts in 2 hours. So.
Yeah, well, I'll be right up with them, too, so good times.
Yeah. That probably will suck a little bit.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. The last 36 hours of my life have been a little interesting because of that. But
just hang in there, everybody.
Hey.